Thanks for having me, Reed, Chris. Thanks, Joan, Jimmy, Don. Late Monday. Sometimes we speak in dreams, and the mind has a dream of its own. The long shadows of drinks on tables, or a small shadow in the shape of a body. There are those who leave, but will never return. A sign flashes over the bus station, and it says, History. Thinking yesterday about circles. It goes like this. Something is new and therefore strange and then old and boring. There are some sounds only strangers can make. I'm just getting a bit nostalgic, she said, and I felt bad. She was saying that she felt a pain at returning home before she had even left. It's funny what a city can do to a body. Thinking in twos. To leave and to return. Neurons firing like that. Alleys of my mind. The sign on the door down the hall reads Metaphysics. It's 4 years later and I'm still confronting the dark. Once the night the tide comes in, nothing more than that, the blank light of the moon, the return of cold comfort. And little songs she taught me from the heights of the thunder orchard. Roof of the car, the hills behind her. I think to myself, I am out of the habit. But then, it is not that important, since there are others here to witness. Over the fireworks and music, the man says, I know this song, people running frantically away from it. It was sadly the very last of the nighttime regattas, wind and waves out at sea, the breakers and the surf. Somewhere in the world, memory is not a shotgun kicking hard next to the heart and down the alleys. We can still walk away from what we don't believe in. Maybe like she said, I'll have a great dream tonight. Thanks. Sunday's a bad day to get bad news in Pittsburgh. News comes in over the phone and it's no good. John says, I hope it's in the very distant future. That was all any of us could really hope for. The other night, we were just three idiots with too much Yuengling in us, cruising the Electric Valley, going over and under and around the Westinghouse Bridge, looking for more to drink. My doctor tells me to shoot for two beers a night, which is sometimes enough, except on nights when it isn't. Everything around us looked fantastic with so much beer in me. I guess that's why Kurt calls this the town of constant fireworks. The barmaid at the Electric Avenue Cafe, a Suzanne with a Z, I think, started talking about dogs, which turned the conversation racist. It feels like we can't drink anywhere these days. One night, Bob and I went to the Subalpine to watch hockey and shoot some pool, and when Bob broke for our first game, he cracked them so hard, I thought the little old lady playing a touchscreen game on a stool next to us was going to have herself a heart attack. I thought somebody fell down, she said. Not yet, I thought, saving that for later on. Thanks. All right, working on a new book. This is a kind of work poem. To the large rodent living in the Wilkinsburg train station. Whether you are a groundhog or a woodchuck, I can't really say. Until today, when I had to pull my car down to the station dock to make room in our warehouse parking lot for a large shipment of books from New York, I didn't know that you were down here. Maybe you don't, in fact, live among the graffiti and used needles of the overgrown and abandoned train station. Perhaps this was merely a stop, a layover on some greater journey you were on. Or perhaps, like me, you work in Wilkinsburg but live elsewhere. Well, regardless, I just wanted to say I'm sorry if I alarmed you. There's nothing worse than an unexpected visitor in the morning. Oh, yeah. My big ambitions. Daydream Believer Nation. Those dance hopping days are over. No longer do we drive from this suburb to that suburb, following our favorite DJs, dance hall to club to lodge to mosque. And yet, even though the chase is gone, our lives are filled with song. I can hear some music being played in the next room over, a few chords on a guitar and a high, rather lonesome voice. The sign up over the stage reads, "Absolutely no covers," but most people just ignore it and play whatever they want. I think of my mother and the stories she tells from the 60s, of how she chased after the Beatles' limo once and how she still has a stone they ran over. Or how she booked the MC5 to play a Catholic school dance, advance tickets, 85 cents. Music makes me think of time, 4/4, 6/8, quarter note, BPM. Not too long ago, I refused to believe in time, which got me in trouble more than once or twice. Really, I just took issue with people not acknowledging time can be rather flexible. Now I want to believe in time as it helps to quantify things. I've spent 12 years at this job. I've been with this girl for 7. We met in the fall. This is a ticket to a show that we went to. That place had a different name then. Now it's a phone store. All right, I'm just going to read like 3 more. Shorties, I hope. Everyone loses. When I can't do what I want to do, I do something similar but different. Sitting on a bar stool at the BBT, having a cold one and a small plate of pierogies, I'm reminded of why I don't watch the news. When I tell Mark that I think that everyone loses, he says, "It's not just that everyone loses, it's that no one ever wins." All right, 2 more poems. This is a really shorty. My father asks me what success looks like. All right, here we go again. Yeah. Good job. Thank you, Joan. My father asked me what success looks like. My father asked me what success looks like for a poet, and I don't have a quick answer. I mull it over for some vague amount of time, and knowing that he won't necessarily like it, I say, success is continuing to write the poem. All right, one last one. This is for Chris Collins. This LP contains satisfaction. The other night, up at your place again, I hope that you didn't think me too rude when I, drunk off so many boozy beers, took over your stereo, thumbing through your recent acquisitions, beat to shit but certainly playable, until I found that old Otis record. The one that we'd spoken of years ago in some old Pittsburgh dive. And I put that record on and turned your stereo up about 10 or so notches. And your father-in-law said Otis's name. And I said yes to him. And then I looked back at the record sleeve and saw the old sticker on the front cover. And again, I said yes. Thanks.